Good morning for WVIK News in Rock Island. I'm Zach Wilson. An advocate for survivors of human trafficking says the crime is a problem in rural Illinois. She would like to see more training for police to combat it. Rich Egger reports.
Dana Scheller works with Grounds of Grace, which is a Springfield-based organization that helps survivors of human trafficking. She believes young police officers want to do the right thing, but they have not been trained to recognize human trafficking and how to deal with it.
There was a time in Illinois where we train, and then the money train ran out. And I would say in the last, 5 or 6 years, there's not been a lot of training been made available to law enforcement.
Scheller says human trafficking in rural areas frequently involves someone selling a family member, often a child or young woman, so they can get money for drugs or something else. Macomb Deputy Police Chief Dave Burnham says officers in his department are allowed to attend any type of training they like, but he says human trafficking has not been a big problem in Macomb.
We keep updates from the FBI, we keep updates from Homeland Security and things of that nature that deal a lot with the trafficking type of issue. And I don't know that we've had anything that's come up in this area or anything that we're looking at in this area as it relates to that.
Burnham says the state does not mandate police officer training about human trafficking. Beyond additional training, Dana Scheller says the state could take other steps to combat human trafficking. She thinks those convicted of the crime should be required to register as sex offenders, and she believes they should face larger fines. Rich Egger reporting.
Work has begun to expand the airport runway in the Cedar Rapids suburb of Marion. The Gazette reports a groundbreaking ceremony was held last week for the $1.7 million project. The work will widen the runway from 23 to 60 feet, meeting the standards of a basic service airport. An additional $400,000 is being spent to replace lighting. The project is being funded by a $424,000 grant from the Iowa Department of Transportation and city bonds. The city also plans to make improvements to signage, the parking areas, and other parts of the airport. The Illinois Human Rights Commission, in the first case of its kind in the state, ordered a Chicago-area school district to give a transgender student access to a communal boys' restroom. Maureen McKinney reports.
The Comerica School in suburban North Riverside refused to let a now 12-year-old use the communal boys' restrooms in 2015, forcing him to use the male staff members. The Human Rights Commission ruled that was sexual discrimination. Ed Jonka of the ACLU says the decision sets a precedent.
For any recalcitrant districts which continue to say that they're not sure what the law means, this makes it perfectly clear that the Illinois Human Rights Act means that students who are transgender get access to both restrooms and locker room, full and equal access.
The superintendent of the Comerica School District declined to comment. I'm Maureen McKinney.
Thousands of people, including Governor J.B. Pritzker, attended a weekend event showcasing prototypes of electric vehicles created by a startup in central Illinois. The Pantograph reports Rivian Automotive on Sunday showed off its electric R1T pickup and R1S SUV, which are expected to be manufactured at a factory in Normal. The company bought the plant from Mitsubishi in 2017 after it closed 2 years before. The first vehicles manufactured at Rivian's plant are slated to hit the market next year. Pritzker says he's thrilled by Rivian's plans to bring more manufacturing to the state. The company could receive more than $50 million in government incentives for the plant if it meets hiring and investment targets. The factory currently has 200 employees, but that's expected to surpass 1,000 next year. For WVIK News in Rock Island, I'm Zach Wilson.